Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. I hope you guys had an amazing holiday and Christmas and time off with your families and friends. I hope that you're gearing up for an epic 2024. I know I am. When this podcast releases, it'll be, I think, the first or second of the new year. I'm recording it right before New Year's. And I'm just excited to kind of share my end of year reflections with you, things that we've kind of learned, things that we're going to be looking at and implementing in the new year. And hopefully you find it helpful. So one thing that Kyle and I love to do that we've done for several years now is select a word for the year. So in 2021, our word was expansion, and we were looking to expand our businesses, but ultimately we were also looking to expand our family. That was a really high priority for us. And 2 weeks after selecting the word expansion, we found out we were expecting Jet, our son. And so he welcomed us in October of 2021. And then the next year, we really wanted our word to be growth. And so we wanted to grow as individuals. We wanted to grow as parents. We wanted to really just grow our businesses because we kind of took a little bit of a pause, obviously, at the end of 2021 as we were expecting. And he joined our family. We did our maternity leave in Naples. And so for 2022, we are really wanting to really grow in all areas. And I mentioned this in our Facebook group, but Kyle even decided to give up drinking for the year of 2022 because he really wanted to just push his body to new limits, see how he felt. And I, for our anniversary that year, I gifted him a watch, a really nice watch. The kind is escaping me now, of course, now that I'm going to, an Omega watch. And I gifted it to him for our anniversary because I really wanted to symbolize and anchor in the year that we had. I was really proud of everything we had accomplished. I was really proud of who we were showing up as parents for Jethro. And it was really an amazing year for us. But because of that growth being the underlying theme, I think we opened 3 or 4 new businesses that year. We invested in all kinds of new real estate. And it was really a stressful year in most cases because of how much we were growing. And so for 2023, we were like, you know what? We want to double down. We want to double down on what's working. We want to remove people, places, things, businesses, whatever it is that isn't serving us at where we currently are in life. And so let's double down. Let's remove the noise. Let's really focus on the businesses we have. Make sure that the ones that we're focusing on are the ones that are going to get us to that next level. And that's what we did essentially. We didn't buy any new real estate in 2023. We didn't open any new businesses. I think that was the first time in 3 years that we didn't open a new LLC. And it really showed because our businesses, our revenue grew inside of each company. And we were able to really just focus on those, pour into our team, pour into our son. And for 2024, we were thinking, okay, what do we want our word to be? Because honestly, it was a little nice not having any new moving parts, but that can't be the case for every year. We know in order to get to where we want to be, we have to add in new things, but we want to be intentional about what they are. And so we decided about a week ago that intentional was going to be our theme for 2024. We want to be intentional with our family. And so we have a 2-year-old and we've realized a lot in the evenings that we're on our phones, either working, answering emails, answering team, or I'm on my laptop even doing some work. And Jethro doesn't really like that. We noticed that he acts out a little bit more when we're doing those things. So we want to be more intentional about the time that we do have with him and making sure that he's getting our undivided attention. Because also if we're distracted while we're with him, we're not giving him 100%. We're also not giving work 100%. And so for us, it's been like, how can we set up better boundaries and stricter boundaries so that when we're with family, it's with family. And when we're not and we're working, we're giving it 110%. And then also just if we are going to grow our teams at all in the new year, we want to be intentional about those hires. We have a large team between the two of us, and we want to make sure that people that we bring in are really going to get us to that next level. And then also, we do want to grow our family at some point, and I'm not dead set on that being 2024, but I want to be intentional about the decisions we're making, about the trips that we're taking, about anything that we're committing to. And so that's what we've decided our word's going to be. Other words that I think work really well are like refresh, renew, focus, prosperous, abundance. Abundance was our word 1 year. That was really the year that I opened up my business. I wanted to have an abundance of opportunities, relationships, new clients. So I really take it seriously picking this word because we use this word and theme to filter all of our decisions. And because our word last year was double down, we had new ideas and we were like, nope, that we got to table that, put that on the back burner until 2024 because we're not starting anything new this year. And it really forced us to be more focused on the things that we were doing. And so if you're lacking a little bit of focus or maybe a little bit of clarity, I encourage you to maybe make that word for 2024 so that you can make sure that every decision you're making is bringing you more clarity, which kind of brings me to my next point in the fact that as you're assessing the year in 2023, how did it go? Are you lacking clarity? Do you feel like you're super dialed in on your vision, or do you need more clarity around what it is you're trying to create for the first time? And I hope this doesn't make me sound like a brat. I don't really know how you'll interpret it, but for the first time these last couple months, this is when I go into hardcore, like November hits and I'm like, let's go. I have a birthday and anniversary and I'm like, let's create the next iteration of what we're going to do. But I realized this year, so much of what I've been working towards feels really good, really complete, really balanced. The businesses feel good. We've achieved a lot of those other metrics like the house, the cars, and the experiences, right? And I'm like, oh man, for the first time, I feel like I'm lacking a little bit of clarity in my vision or just lacking that motivating factor. So I always have something that I'm working towards. And whether it's the dream car, the dream house, the dream vacation, it just is, as me as an achiever, I will take on a million things, but I have to have it be for a bigger purpose. And so I achieved a lot this year that I'm really proud of. But as a byproduct of that, I'm finding it to be a little bit difficult to be like, okay, what's the next step? What's the next stage? What's the next thing that we're working towards? And so if you're feeling that, just know it's okay. It happens to the best of us. I'm going to break this down a little bit more in the vision planning workshop that we're doing in January. Just kind of how I've worked through that and moved through that in some of the things that I'm doing. I've had to really expand myself and know, okay, because also I think sometimes we lack vision and clarity because we're like, everything that I've achieved, I don't want it to go away, right? Like this feels really good. I want to just maintain this. Awesome. But that's also how we start to hit a plateau. That's also how we start to become comfortable. And if you've heard me say this before, comfort is the silent thief. Like I do not want to be comfortable in my life. I am content. I am beyond blessed. I feel so grateful for the people that I have in my life. I feel so grateful for my family and the experiences and the love that I'm surrounded by. But I do not want to be comfortable because I know that that will box me in. That will put me inside of a box that I don't want to be in. I want to constantly make sure that I'm pushing my limits. And so maybe you can relate to that and you're like, cool, I've been comfortable for too long. Now it's time to push forward. And so 2023 really was me pushing outside of that comfort zone, even launching a podcast, right? Like it made me be in a position to where I could be judged a lot more. And I was prepared for that. I knew that was going to happen, but it also expanded me in so many ways and brought me so much joy that I didn't anticipate. So thank you guys for listening and actually enjoying the podcast as well. But as I look at 2024, I'm like, okay, what do I need a little bit more clarity around? What, if I am going to focus on being more intentional, what do I need to be intentional with? And honestly, for me, it's my time. I preach this to you guys all the time. I help several clients like start to buy back their time. But As somebody who loves being busy and managing a lot of things, my time is the most precious asset I have, and I do not feel as though I have enough control over it. So a couple of things that I've done moving forward for 2024 is I've gotten super strict with my calendar. My assistant Kat knows that she cannot book more than 4 meetings a day for me. Also, as I tap into my human design and that printer side, I want to make sure that I'm accounting for rest. So that's also something for you listening to this. I went through my calendar for 2024. We got that big ass calendar. If you've seen it from Jesse Itzler, we've been posting it on Instagram. Kyle's super excited about it. He's been using it too. And we have all of our personal things like weddings and overnights that Kyle and I want to do, or little trips that we want to do together as a family. But we also have like my event on there, big things that we have within the businesses that need to be accounted for so that we can plan for them. But for quarter one and quarter two, we went through and we've outlined what our breaks are going to be, because for us, me especially, Kyle made a joke the other day and he was like, Steph, do you think it's fair that you've planned out my next 7 years for me? And I was like, you're welcome. And he was like, no, really. And I was like, I know, I do plan far in advance. It's something that has been brought to my attention more than once, but I also think it's a huge contributor for why I achieve a lot in a short amount of time. So you guys know that I've said this before, but I really have entered a quantum leap in the last 2 years of just things really progressing at a rapid pace for me. I think my consulting business grew this year over 1,000%, which is just insane. And it's so exciting. It brings me so much joy. It lights my heart on fire. But with that comes, I need more structure. I need to have more control over my calendar. And for me, that looks like limiting the amount of meetings that I have, making sure that my breaks are built in. So Kyle and I, we realized in this year of doubling down, we focused so much on the businesses that we really didn't nurture our marriage the way that we should have. And for us, we've been together for over 10 years now. We're best friends. We are committed to building this empire together, which is great. We have a beautiful foundation, but that doesn't mean that we like don't need a date night to unplug from our phones and just enjoy each other and go out dancing and have a nice dinner, whatever it is. Like, we still need that. And we kind of neglected that during 2023. And so one of our things with being intentional for 2024 is like, okay, we have those date nights scheduled. We have an overnight scheduled where we can just be alone together, the two of us, for 24 hours. And we have our family time scheduled in. So we have a trip planned to Naples. We know after my big event in April that we are going to need some time to decompress after that, because that's requiring a lot of horsepower to get that planned up and, you know, productive and make it a raging success. So I've already planned for some time off after that. And if you are somebody who also kind of lives and dies by your calendar and you have things scheduled, I'd encourage you to make as many plans as you can in advance to ensure that you're building in that rest. Because if you're like me, I will power through. I will work for 200 days straight before I even come up for air. But that's also what leads to burnout. And I am really trying to be intentional with my time and prevent that burnout feeling from happening. The other thing that I wanted to share with you guys is when you're setting goals for the new year, you really want to focus on what percent you want to grow by. And for me, I've always did a percentage. So like, hey, we're going to grow by 10%, 15%, 20%. However, this, as we have grown, increasing revenue isn't near as important as increasing profit. And as our team and our overheads continues to increase, we want to make sure that our profit is increasing along with that. So for us, we're really switching our focus next year to increase profit by 10% rather than just increasing revenue. Because year over year, we're able to increase revenue. It's just who we are. It's just what we do. We're really good at it. But that doesn't mean shit if profit isn't increasing with it. And so I just want to give you guys that little reminder, as you're setting goals for next year, what are you doing to set metrics for your profit, for your prices, and for your team? Like, what are the KPIs you have set for them as well? I know for a lot of my clients this year, they just struggled mentally. They were really expanding themselves as well. And at times it could feel like they were failing. There was staff issues, there was business issues, growth issues, marketing issues, building issues, right? There's so many factors that are at play when you're an entrepreneur and as you're trying to grow and be in charge of more things. But the most important thing that you need to look at when you're reviewing 2023 as a whole is, what did you learn and who did it create you to be? What did it forge you into being better at? So did you become a better leader? Did you become a better parent? Did you become a better practitioner? Yes, not every year is just rainbows and butterflies. I mean, I could do several podcasts on how much shit Kyle and I have had to deal with as we continue to grow and try to better our lives and ourselves. But we're going to be tested during those times. And as you're looking back at 2023, if you didn't hit your revenue goals, try not to be too hard on yourself. It really doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of life, it really doesn't fucking matter if you hit your revenue goal of 500,000 or you didn't, because you learned valuable lessons that are eventually going to get you to that 500 mark. And for me, it's been really helpful as I put this pressure on myself to really release the timeline and really to look at the bigger picture. Like, am I closer to the vision that I have for myself? And is the answer is yes, then it's a success. And so I'd have you guys ask yourself that too. I would love to hear what end of year practices you guys do as you're reflecting. Are you meeting with your teams? We have our end of year meeting with our team for the office in January. Kat and I already had ours for the Wealthy Practitioner. Gabrielle came over. We recorded some content, had a ton of fun. And so just make sure that you're checking in and scheduling out that time to make sure you're getting closer to your vision. And if not, what do you need to remove to get there? And if you're lacking clarity or strategy or execution, who do you need to have on your team to help you get there? If there's one thing I've learned, it's that we do not lack knowledge, we lack execution. So if you needed to know how to grow a business, or you needed to know how to knit, or how to become a world-class athlete, right? A runner, a marathon runner, whatever it may be, you could go online and find that and consume the content and get the information and the knowledge you needed to be able to do that. But what we often lack is execution. So if you don't have somebody helping you execute, make sure you find that person to take you to new heights in 2024. All right, guys, I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.